It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
the makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I'm repeating the stick together families to comply with the requests that have come in since it was done several weeks ago. I'm glad to do it too, because I sincerely believe nothing is good unless it enriches and makes happier the home. The stick together families are happier by far than the brothers and the sisters who take separate highways are. The gladdest people living are the wholesome folk who make a circle at the fireside that no power but death can break. And the finest of conventions ever held beneath the sun are the little family gatherings when the daily tasks are done. There are rich folk, there are poor folk, who imagine they're wise, and they're very quick to shatter all the little family ties. Each goes searching after pleasure in his own particular way. Each with strangers likes to wander. Each with strangers likes to play, but its bitterness they harvest, and its empty joy they find. For the children that are wisest are the stick-together kind. There are some who seem to fancy that for gladness they must roam, that for smiles that are the brightest they must wander far from home, that the strange friend is the true friend. And they travel far astray, and they waste their lives in striving for a joy that's far away. But the gladdest sort of people, when the busy day is done, are the brothers and the sisters who together share their fun. It's the stick-together family that wins the joys of earth, that hears the sweetest music, and that finds the finest mirth. It's the old home roof that shelters all the charm that life can give. There you find the gladdest playground. There's the happiest spot to live. And oh, weary wandering brother, if contentment you would win, come you back unto your fireside and be comrade with your kin.
In the gloaming by the fireside, with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleam, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two, in the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Whenever I see one of those Land O'Lakes brightly colored delivery trucks go by, I picture 100,000 American dairy farmers at work. Within that truck, perfectly kept, is the product of an organization established to make the best butter possible. That Land O'Lakes delivery rig symbolizes for me the last act in a long series of painstaking and conscientious effort. An effort which begins at dawn when 100,000 farmers in the five great dairy states of the nation turn out to see that their sweet cream shall reach one of the 500 Land O'Lakes creameries to be churned while it is still sweet. I can see that butter being carefully watched and packaged until at last in superb condition it is delivered to the housewife. Should a Land O'Lakes truck pass your way, you may remember someday what I've just said about it. I saw him with his mother the other day. He, little fellow about 6 years old, rigged up just as I used to be when I was 6 years old. And it took me back over the years. And last night I got to thinking of the pleasant long ago when I still had on knee breeches and I wore a flowing bow and my Sunday suit was velvet. Ma and Pa thought it was fine, but I know I didn't like it, either velvet or design. It was far too girlish for me, for I wanted something rough, like what other boys were wearing, but Ma wouldn't buy such stuff. Ma answered all my protests in her sweet and kindly way. She said it didn't matter what I wore to run and play, but on Sundays when all people went to church and wore their best, her boy must look as stylish and as well-kept as the rest. So she dressed me up in velvet, and she tied the flowing bow, and she straightened out my stocking so that not a crease would show. Then I chuckled softly to myself while dreaming there, for I saw her standing o'er me combing out my tangled hair. I could feel again the tugging, and I heard the yell I gave when she struck a snarl. And softly I could hear her say, "Be brave, 'twill be over in a minute. And a little man like you shouldn't whimper at a little bit of pain the way you do." Oh, I wouldn't mind the tugging at my scalp lock, and I know that I'd gladly wear to please her that old flowing girlish bow. And I think I'd even try to don once more that velvet suit and blush the same old blushes as the women called me cute. Could the dear old mother only take me by the hand again and be as proud of me right now as she was always then.
Little mother, mother mine, there's no other mother mine. Although I know that we're far apart, no one can take you, dear, out of my heart. Little mother, mother mine, let me see you smile again. I pray that he spares you for me. Little mother of mine.
Summertime, with its accompanying hot weather, usually presents this problem to many a housewife. When preparing that lunch or dinner, or that special meal for guests, she's always worrying about keeping the foods fresh and appetizing. Warm weather can certainly play havoc, especially with a perishable food like butter. But ladies, remember this. You won't have near the worrying to do. You won't have to do any apologizing to your guests if you always use Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Even if the weather is unbearably hot, even if the butter does start to get soft the minute you take it out of the refrigerator, you won't have to worry about Land O'Lakes. It doesn't have any sharp, strong taste because not one drop of sour cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. Only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in its churning. Yes, that's the big difference. And that's the reason the quality of Land O'Lakes never varies. You can always depend on it to be fresh, sweet, and appetizing. Use it in your cooking, your baking, and serve it at your table. Use it on those shortcakes and on those hot biscuits or muffins. Say, they'll taste just heaps and heaps better if you always use Land O'Lakes. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
This changing world, this changing scene, where is it taking us? What does it mean? As long as we're certain of each other, we know we don't have to be afraid. These changing times, we rise above. We have no time for them. We have our love, and love is the only thing that still remains the same through all this changing.
Thank you, Eddie Howard, for giving me that changing world. It gives me a chance to say that I myself have come to have great respect for the dreamer. I don't scoff at him anymore. He's done so many things I thought never would be done. If I'd lived in Franklin's time, I'm most afraid that I, beholding him out in the rain, a kite about to fly, and noticing upon his tail the barn door's rusty key, would with the scoffers on the street have chuckled in my glee, and with a sneer upon my lips, I would have said of Ben, his belfry must be full of bats, he's raving boys again. Yet Franklin gave us wonders great, and others have the same, and many fools have left behind an everlasting fame. And dead are all their scoffers now, and all their sneers forgot, and scarce a nickel's worth of good was brought here by the lot. I shudder when I stop to think, had I been living then, I might have been a scoffer too, and stood and jeered at Ben. I'm afraid today to sneer at any fellow's dream. Time was I thought men couldn't fly or sail beneath a stream. I never call a man a fool who toils throughout the night on visions that I cannot see. Because he may be right. I always think of Franklin's trick, which brought the jeers of men, and to myself I say, who knows? But here's another Ben.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
You've been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, summer or winter, even in the hottest weather, the quality of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter never varies. You'll like its country fresh flavor. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Just a little thought about riches. Riches are not a loan of gold. Until life's journey ends in work and self-respect, they're told, in health, good sense, and friends.